Welcome to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church in Gorham, Maine. I'm Pastor Jonathan Marshall, and I invite you to join us every Sunday for worship. Sunday School for All Ages meets at 9:30 a.m., morning worship service begins at 10:45 a.m., and evening worship service is at 6 p.m. Our midweek family night and prayer time begins at 5:30 p.m. Wednesday evening. We are not sure where Esek and Sitna were located. Perhaps Esek was closest to the town of Gerar and Sitna farther away, but it apparently was not far enough to satisfy the Philistine herdsmen. Isaac's response was to travel several days' journey for a sizable caravan with a lot of livestock. He traveled another 20 miles, further inland, further away from the more fertile land near the coast, which meant not only more distance, but more digging. They needed a well. They needed water for themselves and for their animals. So his servants got to dig another well. This time there was no conflict. There was no quarrel over whose water it was. You see, Isaac took the high road. How did the Philistines respond to Abraham's death? They filled in his wells. Isaac cleaned out the wells and the Philistines came over and said, "What are you doing? That's our water." Isaac could have told his servants, "You know all that stuff you dug out of the well? Put it back." But he did not do that. He had improved this resource for the benefit, he hoped, of himself. Instead, it ended up being for the benefit of the Philistines. And when conflict came up, he just walked away. He did not get in a fight over it. Isaac had a number of options. As far as his personal wealth is concerned, he could have converted his livestock. He could have sold off all his flocks and herds, taken their value in money, gone a long ways away, and started over. He did not choose to do that. Isaac could have armed his servants and tried to resist the Philistines, perhaps at the cost of many lives. But he did not choose that. Instead, he kept seeking what was essential to a good and peaceful life, including an undisputed source of water. He kept going until he could acquire that. Next, we see the underlying reason for why Isaac acted the way he did. They dug the well, and this time he called it Rehoboth. Notice what he says in verse 22, why he called it that. He says, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." It tells us a lot about Isaac and where his trust lay. He was expecting if there were any battles necessary to fight, that God would be the one to fight them. God would make room for them. However God chose to do it, God would be the one who would make a place for them there in the land. He recognized that when they had completed the well, they had the source of water. There was no conflict. Okay, this must be the place. God has cleared a spot for us. We can stop here with our flocks and herds. It was as if God had pushed aside the enemy and cleared that place for Isaac and his family. The enemy was still out there. They were just at a great enough distance, so there was not conflict. Presently not conflict with Isaac. Isaac intended to live at peace with his neighbors so long as it was according to God's plan. Yet he recognized it might change. God might have something else in mind. But Isaac was going to trust the Lord had made room for them and the Lord would make them fruitful. Where did he go from here? He went up to the place that has held such great importance in the life of Abraham and Sarah. He went to Beersheba. It was a place of great significance. It was perhaps a hard place for Isaac to visit. It was probably where his father Abraham lived out his days. It was perhaps the place where he had the last memories of his mother, Sarah. You have been listening to White Rock Junction, where faith and life intersect, the daily broadcast of the White Rock Free Baptist Church. If you would like a transcript of this week's program, please send your request to White Rock Free Baptist Church, 300 Sebago Lake Road, Gorham, Maine, 04038. For more information about our activities and service times, visit our website at www.wrfbc.org.